Welcome to another episode of Sleep Whispers. I'm Harris, and this is my curious little podcast of whispered ramblings and whispered readings, which I hope will help you to relax and fall asleep. This is episode number 148, and specifically, it's another chat episode, which means I'll be sharing updates from me and sharing feedback from you. So for tonight, I'll be telling you about my upcoming holiday break, and that I'll be back in early January. Then I'll share some info with you about my appearance on the NBC Today show, and also in Prevention Magazine. And then I'll finish by answering your questions that you submitted to my Ask Harris Anything form and other feedback you've shared with me in emails, podcast reviews, and in my podcast survey. If you are a new listener, then welcome to my little world of whispers. Each week, I rotate through one of five different types of whispered episodes. Each type of episode is designed to distract, engage, and calm those overactive squirrels in your brain in a different way. Fade out episodes are guided relaxations with hypnotic readings. Whisperpedia episodes are interesting facts. Storytime episodes are curious tales. Chat episodes are my updates and your feedback. And batch episodes are highlights from prior episodes. Tonight, though, you will hear a chat episode. And if you'd like to listen to all my prior chat episodes or share some feedback or just learn more about me in this podcast, then feel free to click the appropriate links in the show notes of this episode or visit my website at sleepwhispers.com. Let me begin by thanking my newest Patreon supporters who now have access to all the prior episodes and all the bonus episodes. So thank you to Megan, Paige, Alan, Christina, Shane, Rebecca, Della, Tim, Jenna, Vic, Rhonda, Sonia, and Rachel. Additional thank you to Tim and Rebecca, who increased their pledge. And another additional thanks to Della for becoming a super supporter. Rhonda completed the patron survey and shared with me why why she decided to support the podcast. And here's what she wrote. This podcast has improved my sleep so much, and I wanted to support you in making new episodes. Thank you, Rhonda. And it's always interesting to find out why people support the podcast. Some do it for the access to the prior episodes, and some do it to support future episodes. So, and I think some people do it for both. And speaking of future episodes, it is now the start of December, which means I take my little holiday break. I'll be taking December off from creating and putting out new episodes in December, but then I'll return the first weekend in 2019. And don't worry, I will return, because I did this same thing last year. And taking this break is really helpful. And here's the three reasons I take a December holiday break. Well, first off, it's December, and there's lots of holiday festivities and things that need to be done, so it gives me my time to enjoy the holidays. Reason number two is it's a celebration and a rest. So I'm celebrating that I was able to create 48 podcast episodes in 2018, and I never missed a single weekend. So that allows me, or makes me feel okay about taking a rest and putting my feet up in December and sipping some eggnog. Although, I guess I will still be sort of working on the podcast. And this is reason number three that I take a holiday break. I take the time to make changes to the podcast. So last year, you probably thought that, oh, Harris is just gonna slack off on his holiday break. But when I came back in January, at the start of this year, I announced a whole bunch of new changes that I had created. So, I announced the new episode types. If you've been with me for a while, then you know that in 2017, I used to create menu episodes, which were like all my ramblings and readings mixed together in every episode. Kind of like a beef stew. But then I took my December break, and I restructured everything. And I came back in January 2018 with these new focused episodes. And they were based on the most popular topics, based on your survey feedback. And that's why 2018 was filled with chat episodes, Whisperpedia episodes, storytime episodes, fade-out episodes, and batch episodes. That was all newly launched in January of this year. And I also made changes over my last break to the podcast survey. I slimmed it down. It was too long before to make it easier for you. I added the pronoun they to be more inclusive, and that was from listener feedback, which was a great idea. And I also reworded some of the questions so they were a little more clear. Also, during my last holiday break, I did a bunch of searching for a better recorder, and I purchased the Tascam DR100 MK3, which is described by the company as, quote, the best audio performance in the history of Tascam portable stereo recorders. And the preamps were better than what I was using. The battery was better. The size was perfect. And I started off this year with that new recorder. And it's been fantastic. So that was another change I made that worked out great for the rest of the year. I also restructured my recording space in my little mini studio during my last holiday break. So it used to be set up that I had microphones going into cables, going into inline preamps, which were connected to more cables, which went to a mixer, which was attached to more cables, which went into a digital recorder, which was connected to an external USB battery pack. But I tore all that down and redid it just simply as mics into cables into my digital recorder. Done. And that setup has worked great this entire year. It's so much cleaner and easier to work with. During my last holiday break, I also experimented with doing an outside recording. Do you remember that? I just accidentally picked the coldest day of the year to do it on, so my teeth were like chattering and I was shaking. And it's available as a bonus episode, because I don't think it's very relaxing. But I attached 4 lavalier microphones to the lid of a baseball cap to capture my whispers while I walked outside. And the audio quality was great. But one of the problems I didn't like with it was, because there were 4 lavalier microphones, each of the cables hung down in front of me like someone dumped a pot of cooked spaghetti on my head. So it wasn't the best setup. Anyway, that was just something else I did during my holiday break. So I'm not totally sure yet what I'm going to do during this holiday break to make changes and improvements to the podcast. I do have some ideas though so far. I'm going to do some more outside recordings because I purchased some different kind of lavalier microphones, and I think these will work better as 2 microphones instead of having to use 4 microphones, so there won't be 4 cables hanging down in front of me. And these microphones also are more of those small boom microphones that are attached to a headset, so they come in from the side and instead of needing to be kind of hung on a baseball cap. So, oh, and the quality. I also compared the quality so far. And the quality of the audio is better. So I do plan on doing another outside recording during this break to compare last year's with this year's with the newer and better microphones. So if you do have access to the bonus podcast, then you might see that pop up over all day break. And another bonus episode that I might create during the holiday break is a trivia time episode. Because I have mentioned that a couple times throughout the year of saying I'm gonna get around to making a trivia time bonus episode. And I never got around to doing it. So that is on my objective list during this holiday break. I also need to think about my podcast title and subtitle that is viewable on Apple Podcasts. There's a lot of buzz right now in the podcaster community because Apple is getting very selective about what titles and subtitles they allow podcasters to put in Apple associated with their podcast. So, in fact, if you've been peeking at mine over the past couple weeks, you might have already seen me playing around with some changes. So anyway, it won't change the title of the podcast. It'll always be Sleep Whispers. But the way it displays in Apple Podcasts, I have to get that figured out over holiday break to remain compliant with Apple Podcasts. I also want to rethink the name of the Ask Harris Anything form. So when I created that form, it was so people could submit questions. So if you had a question, you just ask Harris anything. And in prior weeks, and in this episode, what you'll notice is that sometimes you want to submit a comment or you want to submit an update about something. It's not always a question, and this is great news because it makes it an easy form for you to just contact me about anything rather than it having to be a question. So, I want to rename it something to make it more inclusive for questions, comments, and updates, or anything you have to share with me. I've been toying with the name of Hey Harris. I don't know if that's a good name for the form, the Hey Harris form. So anyway, that's something I want to think about over holiday break, to have a better name for that form. You may remember before I went on my last holiday break last year, I said that I was going to go look and find these old letters that I had written in college, and then I was going to experiment with reading some of those letters on the podcast. But then when I came back in January, I had to sadly share that I couldn't find those letters. So the year's ended and I still haven't found those letters. I think I know where they might be, And it's, I think they might be in a certain room in a house in another state. So that's the last place I have to look. So that's also on my objective, is to see if I can get to that house and check that one last room. And if they're not there, then I don't know. Those are some ideas I have so far for objectives during my holiday break. So whatever else I think of for improving the content in my episodes, improving my recording gear, or improving my recording space, or just any improvements I can make to make this podcast better for me and for you. And if you have any ideas or suggestions, oh, definitely do reach out during this holiday break, because that could be super helpful. So the overall summary is that I'll be taking December off from posting new episodes to this public podcast, but when I come back in the beginning of January, I will be well rested, and I'm sure I'll have some new and exciting things to announce. So I'll be back shortly. Alright, on to a couple of curious updates. Last week, I was on the NBC Today show, and I was talking about ASMR, and mostly mentioning my ASMR research. So if you want to see that clip, there'll be a link in the show notes. And I was also recently interviewed by Prevention Magazine, again about ASMR. And if you're confused about ASMR, or you're unsure what ASMR is, Prevention Magazine did a really good overview and explanation about ASMR. So I do recommend the article as just being very informative and well written about ASMR. So there'll be a link in the show notes to that article also. Oh, and just a reminder that Harris is my middle name that I use with you, but my first name is Craig, and so that's the name that they'll be calling me in those interviews. Alright, now on to some questions and feedback from you. I had several new questions and comments submitted to my Ask Harris Anything form. The first one is from Lo, and here's what she asked. What happened to episode 134 on the iTunes podcast? That was my go-to almost every night. It was so calming. Lo, I had to go and check to see what was episode 134. And it was a fade-out episode. And it was the one in which I read the personality assessment test. So that's great to hear. I haven't done many like assessment tests like that as a fade out, because I'm so unsure if people do find that relaxing and helpful to falling asleep. So that's really great news that you do enjoy when I do those types of fade outs. Encourages me to do more like that in the future. Alright, that was episode 134. And this episode is number 148. The podcast is set up so that the five most recent episodes are available on the public podcast, and then as new ones come out, the prior ones pop over to the archive podcast. So right now, this episode number 148, as well as 147, 146, 145, and 144 are publicly available. But any episode before that is on the archive podcast. Anyone who supports the podcast on Patreon gets full access to all those prior episodes on the archive podcast, and also gets access to all the extra bonus episodes on the bonus podcast. And it is the holiday season, so you could treat yourself to the archive and bonus podcasts, or maybe even better, you can request them as a holiday gift from a friend or family member. If this does interest anyone, there is a link in the show notes of this episode and at sleepwhispers.com. Oh, there are also three special episodes that will always be publicly available to everyone. The first one is my whispered chat that I had with the host of the Sleep With Me podcast. The second one is the episode, Who is Harris? That's the one I share my real name, my real job, and other bio bits about myself. And also the very first episode, because, I don't know, it's nostalgic. And you can hear me mess up, because I get into a laughing fit, because I was just so nervous in that first episode. So, links to those three special episodes are also in the show notes of each episode, so that way you can listen to them anytime you like. The next new feedback I received on my Ask Harris Anything form is from Kat. And here's what she wrote. Hi, Harris. I wrote a few weeks ago that I was in the hospital recovering from surgery and that I used your podcast to get through the pain and stressful times. I'm finally home, and being in my own bed is amazing. I'm still using your podcasts not only to help me sleep, but to relax during physical therapy. Your voice is very calming, and so often you make me laugh. I know this is not what you thought people would use your podcast for, but I'm very grateful how much it helped me. Kat, thank you so much for the update. It is so wonderful to hear that you are doing well. And yes, I am still amazed that you or anyone would find this podcast helpful during physical therapy. Yep, I never anticipated that. So thank you for letting me know. The next new comment is from Monique. Here's what she wrote. I started listening to podcasts because it's a way to access old-time radio, which I enjoy very much. Did you know there is a show called The Whisperer? I thought you might get a kick out of it. Here's a link to the Wikipedia page about it. Thank you for your podcast. I really enjoy it. Not only does it help me sleep, but I notice that often when I'm listening, I have a smile on my face. Well, Monique, knowing that you're smiling is now making me smile. So, if you're listening right now, we're probably smiling together. And I did not know about this old-timey show, this old-timey radio show called The Whisperer. So, you did tell me something totally new and hugely interesting. I went to the link you sent me, and I'll read some of the excerpts from this Wikipedia page so that others also can kind of hear about this old radio show called The Whisperer. The Whisperer was an American old-time radio program which broadcast in 1951 on NBC. The show satirized the radio crime dramas of the day. The plot involved lawyer Philip Colt, who, due to a college football injury, had lost his voice and could only speak in an eerie whisper. He infiltrates the syndicate in his native Central City to bring down organized crime from within. And to the underworld, he becomes known as The Whisperer. Later, his voice is restored through surgery, but he continues to lead a double life as The Whisperer. So, yeah, I was fascinated when I read that. And there's a link at the bottom of the wiki page to some of these old recordings. So, I listened to it. And they're right. It is an eerie whisper. I did not find his whisper relaxing at all. But it was still interesting to me that way back in 1951, there was a program on a public radio that even had anyone whispering. I wasn't aware of that. So, thank you very much, Monique, for alerting me to that. Fascinating. And the last new comment submitted to my Ask Harris Anything form is from Pixie, also known as Nick. And here's what she wrote. My only question is, how are you doing, Harris? I've not listened for a long time as life got in the way, but I feel I may be returning to your podcast very soon to find some quiet space. I think the world is getting crazier by the second, and also, I think olives are foul little things. I think I would like to become a hermit on a mountain in Nepal somewhere. And I think this lack of sleep recently is having a bit of a negative impact on thoughts I would like to share with people. Thanks for reaching out, Pixie. It's always good to hear from you. And I'm doing well, so thank you for asking. It's funny that you mentioned olives. Just this week, we had a tray of mixed olives sitting out in the hallway of my department where I work. But they were so stinky that the administrative assistant in our department put them on a cart and wheeled them all the way down to the other end of the hallway, because the stink was wafting all around her desk area. Anyway, I thought you might appreciate that. Welcome back, Pixie. If you have a question or an update or something interesting to share, you can also use the link in the show notes to the Ask Harris Anything form, which I may rename in 2019 as the Hey Harris form or something else. I don't know. If you have a good name idea, let me know. I've received 4 new reviews on the Apple Podcast app. The first one is from Juliet Tanash in New Zealand. And here's what it says. Great for sleeping. I just found this podcast and it puts me straight to sleep. The timing is perfect and his voice is so soothing. I love it. The second new review is from Podcast Fanat from the Netherlands. And here's what it says. His voice is so relaxing. I really fall asleep quick. Thank you so much for this great podcast. The third new review had the iTunes username of Will Davern, but it is signed as being from Cynthia, and this is from the United States. Here's what it says. Sleep Whispers is the best thing I've found to help me fall asleep. I found the podcast during a very stressful time in my life, and I wanted someone to read to me as I fell asleep. The whispering is so relaxing that I fall asleep so easily. If I wake up in the middle of the night, I listen again and fall back to sleep. I love that it keeps evolving as you get feedback. From Cynthia. And the last new review is from Lois from Detroit. And here's what it says. Still puts me to sleep. I've been diagnosed and treated for insomnia, sleep apnea, chronic rhinitis, circumstantial depression, anxiety, and musculoskeletal orthopedic infirmities. No matter how many times those squirrels wake me up during the night and whatever of those previous issues raised their hoary head, I'm still getting REM sleep. Those squirrels. That's my new subtitle. It should be Sleep Whispers, the Squirrel Tranquilizer. Thank you all for writing those very kind reviews on Apple Podcasts. Those reviews are really helpful to others who are searching Apple Podcasts for something to help them to relax. And so I'm sure they're appreciative for you helping to summarize what you've gotten out of the podcast. And of course, I'm appreciative also. So thank you for writing those. And lastly now, I'll share the three new responses I've received to my podcast survey. The first one is from Julie. And here's what she shared for feedback about the podcast. My favorite episode is the recent story, The Magic Pump. I like being read to. Also, I'm a new listener to podcasts. I would much rather listen in the dark than have the TV in the screen light. I find a humorous, lighthearted quality to many of the episodes, even the one about candy bars. Thank you, Julie. And I'm with you about preferring to fall asleep to a podcast rather than a video. Because, as you mentioned, the light from the video would disturb me. But also for me, if I close my eyes and I try just to listen to the video, then the squirrels keep chirping in my ear and they tell me to peek at the screen to see what is happening. So if it's a podcast, then I know there's nothing to look at and the squirrels go to sleep a lot faster for me. Hansi also completed the podcast survey. She didn't have any specific feedback to share about the podcast, but this is a great reminder or information for people who haven't taken the podcast survey before, that the parts I read in this podcast are just a couple small sections of the survey. Most of the survey are just like multiple choice questions of the type of episode you like, or where do you like to listen, or what podcast app do you use? They're just kind of simple little questions that you just tap on the answer you prefer. So thank you, Hansi, for completing the podcast survey. And the last new response is from Turtle Dove. Here's what she shared. For my favorite episodes, I like the special episodes, like the Who is Harris episode. I used to listen to upbeat podcasts to go to sleep, but now I listen to Sleep Whispers, and I go to sleep in half the time than before. So thank you, Harris. Your podcast is great. Oh, thank you, Turtle Dove. I'm so glad my podcast is helpful to you. I plan to bring you lots more new episodes in 2019. But for now, I'm off on my holiday break, and I'll be back at the start of January. And thank you to you all, to all of you who have completed the survey throughout this entire year. You've helped me understand what are the better parts of the podcast and what parts I can improve upon. So I'll be looking through all those survey feedback again during my break to look for other things I can do for improvements. If you haven't completed the survey and you'd like to, there's a link in the show notes. All right. This is the end of tonight's chat. I hope you are deeply relaxed.